Why should World War III be any different? This is Mimnotes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. In the last year of World War I, the British Army suffered 300,000 casualties. And while the magnitude of the loss was kept from the British people, their newspapers ran an announcement entitled, How the Civilian May Help in This Crisis. Be cheerful, it read. Write encouragingly to friends at the front. Don't repeat foolish gossip. Don't listen to idle rumors. And don't think you know better than General Haig. In World War II, U.S. ships sailed off to fight fascism and its racist infringement on human rights. In the hold of those ships, black battalions of troops spent their voyages segregated onto the bottom decks on their way to die. The American Red Cross separated black blood from white, and at home, the government forced 110,000 Japanese and Japanese Americans to spend 3 years in concentration camps while their lands in the West were systematically sold off to large-scale American agriculturalists. The majority of Americans never knew of the Japanese internment until after the war. Winston Churchill, describing the bombing of Dresden in which 100,000 people died, referred to it only as a center of German military communication. Truman called Hiroshima a military base, though 100,000 civilians died when the atom bomb was dropped there, and Army reports later revealed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where at least 50,000 died, were chosen in part because they were population centers. More than a million Vietnamese died in America's war there, though the war is now considered a failure because 60,000 U.S. soldiers died and Vietnam still existed when the war was over. And more mass graves were recently discovered in Panama. The United Nations now estimates that as many as 4,000 civilians died in the U.S. invasion last year. History will show the atrocities of the current war, even if the facts are now being kept from us by U.S. government censorship and media complicity. The death toll is already astronomical, and the worst is yet to come. While some government estimates range as high as 300,000 civilians killed or wounded in Iraq, the more conservative Iraqi Red Crescent says 7,000 civilians have died. Countless Iraqi soldiers, poor people trapped into fighting a losing war, are surely dying as the U.S. air attack softens up their positions in its battlefield preparation strikes. We're not the only ones denied information. As public sentiment throughout the Arab world swings wildly in favor of Iraq, reactionary Arab governments are doing their best to clamp down. In Egypt, for example, schools and universities were kept out of session for 3 weeks after winter break, and they are now open only under heavy military occupation. All forms of protest are banned, and only government news services and CNN are allowed. All major public events, including the soccer league, have been canceled in Egypt. Literally millions of Arabs have rallied to protest the war from Morocco to Iran. With the weight of history behind us, we need not delay in forming our opposition to this war and taking action to put a stop to it and all U.S. wars of aggression around the world. We don't need exact numbers and live footage of pedestrian bridges in Baghdad destroyed at rush hour to know that the actions of our government represent nothing but self-interest for the United States and evil intentions for the people of Iraq. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106-3576, or write to this station.